Winning with Vision View Sports Radio.
Zetu Miyeki, a fine gem from Dantsane. Good morning, Zetu. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So first things first, tell us about where you come from and how you fell in love with golf.
Originally, I'm from East London, from a township called Mdantsane.
Mm-hmm.
I started playing golf in 2007 and was doing grade 7 at the time. So every time when I come back from school, I used to pass a soccer field. And I saw Lake is there hitting balls with the guy, but I was scared to go and ask what to do when you want to play.
Mm.
But luckily, the following year, one of the girls that was in the soccer field, she was in the same class as me, she was actually sitting next to me. So I asked her what to do when you want to play, and she invited me to the field, and the rest is history.
Wow. How old were you then in 2007?
I was 13.
13, yeah.
Yeah.
And you went pro at what age?
I turned pro last year at age 26.
Wow, it's been a journey, hasn't it?
Sorry?
I'm saying it has been a journey, hasn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Well, we know that golf can be a bit taxing. You know, it's not a cheap sport. How did you navigate through that? Clearly, I mean, you need some kind of funding or support.
Luckily enough, when I was an amateur, I was part of the NL Foundation. So playing golf at that time, it was easy because they're paying for everything, my equipment, traveling costs, accommodations and everything, basically my education as well. But now that I'm a pro, it's a bit difficult because I don't have any sponsor, so I have to pay everything by myself.
Yeah. How difficult, or what made them pick you, the NEL Foundation? What did they see in you? How did you apply? Did they see you play and they liked how you were playing?
Yes, they did check how you play and all of that, and obviously they select people that they see potential. So that's how they picked me.
You've been obviously through the amateur levels, I'm sure. You've been around the world representing South Africa. Tell us about some of the tournaments you're involved with outside the country.
I'd say the biggest one is the Spirit. I played the Spirit in 2019. I went to Texas, Houston. It was a great event. I mean, even the format, we're just playing a different format. So for me, that one takes the cake. I mean, that was the big one, and I had fun with it.
Yeah. And I know you've made some very wonderful two friends along the way, the Duma sisters. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, the Duma sisters are all from Tanzania. I mean, they live like a few minutes away from my house. So, and also how I met them, because their dad used to work for SAGDB. He used to transport us back when I started playing golf.
Yeah.
So that's how I met them, and we used to go and practice together. We had the same coach, and basically we played golf every day with him.
No, that's nice. That's nice. And what are some of the challenges that you had to overcome, you yourself as Zetu, and also as young women from Mdantsane Township trying to play golf professionally?
Staying in the township, I mean, having to go to the golf course, catching 3 taxis before you get there, that was difficult.
Mm.
But also for me, I believe when you want something in life, you've got to just go for it. I mean, it doesn't matter what challenges you face. Eventually, something will come through. So yeah.
Yeah. And what has golf taught Zetu?
Discipline.
Mm.
Golf humbles people. So for me, I think discipline is what golf taught me.
Yeah. And I can just try to imagine at that young age, I'm sure you still had school and you're trying to play golf every day. How difficult was that to balance your schooling and your ambitions of being a professional player?
It is very difficult because also, I mean, I'm from a township. The teachers as well didn't understand when I have to not come to school because I have a tournament and all of that.
Mm.
So it was a bit difficult, but when I finished school, I was like, yes, at least now I can finally do what I like without having to explain and all of that. So, yeah.
And I'm sure the discipline you talk about was critical because, first of all, you had to balance your schoolwork not to fall behind and catch up all the time, but also to excel professionally.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I mean, I always say school comes first, it's school first and then golf.
Mm.
So I had to make sure that both everything is balanced. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the Sunshine Ladies Tour. I'm sure you've got ambitions. What are your goals for this year?
Sunshine Ladies, so I'm definitely looking forward to the season this year. I mean, this is my second year. It will be my second year on tour. I'm looking forward. I mean, I've been practicing hard, going to the gym, seeing my coach and everything. So I'm just looking forward to it. Just going to go out there and do my best and see what happens.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, we know that last year was a very difficult year for all sports, even for individual sports. You couldn't go out and hit the greens and stuff. How were you keeping sharp at that time?
Last year was a frustrating year. I mean, for everyone. I mean, not being able to go play, let alone practice or anything like that. But yeah, I was doing some indoor exercises at home. I mean, I had a net, built a net at home where I could hit balls. I was putting inside the house on the net. So I just had to do something because it was just frustrating to just sit and do nothing the whole day, every day. So, I mean, I had to do something. And yeah, it was okay, I guess.
Yeah, I suppose you do what you gotta do, you know.
Yeah.
One of the things that is very key in golf is support. And I know you spoke about the NELS Foundation and the development structure you're part of. But what about family and friends? How is that support base for you?
My family is 120% behind me. They support me. I mean, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. So. And they behind me. So which is great, because I mean, you do need support when you play this sport. I mean, especially because most of the time this is an individual sport, so you are alone most of the time. So
yeah.
I mean, now and then, before a round of golf or after, you need to phone.
Yeah.
To your family and stuff, yes.
No, absolutely.
It's very important, yeah.
That's wonderful, man. We're seeing a lot of situations where you have in cricket someone like Themba Bavuma or Siya Kolisi, you know, a young boy from, you know, humble beginnings who goes up to lift a World Cup. We also see Baba Lolacha from rugby also coming out to really, you know, owning the space. Do you have a feeling sometimes that, you know, you have that sense of responsibility to encourage young girls who come from where you come from to look up to you as a role model and follow in your footsteps?
Definitely. I mean, it's one of my goal to have a foundation one day where I can give back to the community. I mean, also for example, if it wasn't for the SABDB, the NL, the Border Ladies, Scouting, you know, all of those people, they supported me. So without them, I wouldn't be where I am today. So it is one of my goals to one day have a foundation where I can give back.
Yeah, yeah. Tell me about the first flight you had to take to a tournament. The first time you were on a plane to go play somewhere.
I was nervous. Obviously the night before. But I mean, it was not bad. I think it was okay. Just taking off and landing, but other than that, it's fine.
No, yeah. You're like me. I can't handle taking off. Landing is okay because I know I've arrived, you know?
Yeah, because yeah, I mean, it was my first time and I didn't know what to expect. But it is okay.
Yeah, I refuse to eat my first flight. I know what you're talking about. Can be nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
The worst tournament where you felt like, oh my goodness, today was a bad day in the office. Which one was that for you?
I can't really say pick one, you know. I mean, golf, you're not always going to play well. Sometimes you're going to have good days and you're going to have bad days. It's just what is important is how you recover from all of those bad days. So I can't really pick and say this tournament was the worst for me. I mean, for me, it's always a learning curve. So it doesn't matter even if I have a bad round. There's always something positive out of it. So,
absolutely. And the one tournament where everything really went well, you were happy with how you played, how you finished, how you putted, how the swing was, there must be one that you remember that stood out for you.
Yeah, I had some couple of those. I mean, I think 2018, I won EP champs on -8, three state champs in 2019, on -7. And I played match play against Azealia at Rondebosch, I think 2017, and I was 4 down after 12 holes, but I managed to win on the 20th hole. So I mean, I have a couple of holes.
Yeah, nice. And lastly, your most favorite course to play of all that you've been around the world and locally, where do you enjoy to play most?
Locally, I'd say Obai in George.
That is
a beautiful course. I mean, it's always in great condition.
Yeah.
So yeah, I love it. And overseas, I'll say Whispering Pines in Texas. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Just the layout of that. It's amazing.
It's lovely. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Well, good luck for the Sunshine Ladies Tour. I'm sure we'll talk to you again after you've bagged a few more trophies just to watch your journey. But I like that you really want to give back to young kids, young girls in particular, who come from where you come from, to make them believe that they too can, you know. And that's remarkable. Yeah. That's remarkable.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Bye, Zetu.
Bye, thank you.
There you have it there. Young lady from Dantani, Zetu Mieki.
Radio with a vision. Vision View Sports Radio.